Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Let's turn coat Tuesday. It's the 30th day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 83 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 90. It's going to be hot today. Another miserable-ass day. Drier, drier, drier it gets. We do have a fire that's... Galen was telling us about it's pretty close. Wind shifts, we'll probably get some fucking smoke, too. That'd be sweet. And let's see what we're going to jump into here. Gun control groups ask major credit cards to flag guns, ammo, comma, and ammo purchases. Oh, really? Well, fucking, I got news for you, son of a bitches. We're going to, how about we flag the fucking oversight committees for the fucking banks? And tell them if these motherfuckers try to tell us what we can buy with our own money, they get their goddamn license pulled and thrown the fuck out of this country. How would that work? Be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like I said, gun control groups ask major credit cards to, quote, flag gun ammo purchases, really? You motherfuckers. You know what, people? If you fucking people would get together, just do one thing. I mean, you won't fight. Just stop polishing that fucking gun and sit down and look at that mandamus and learn how to ride a goddamn mandamus. If we send a fucking about a million fucking mandamuses to the goddamn oversight committees for those fucking banks that issue those goddamn cards and tell and point out that they are fucking financing goddamn violations of the law, we can cite the law. We can show the fucking violations to the law. It is a denial. It is a disparagement. And demand that they cease, that they stop the licensing of these motherfuckers that are fucking violating the law. They are licensing violations of the fucking law. They're on the oversight committees. You fucking send them a fucking mandamus and order them to remove the licenses of any of these fuckers that do this. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Shalom for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Gabby Giffords. Fuck Gabby Giffords, brain dead whore. Fucking cunt. You don't run this fucking country. Your fucking wants and whims can go out the fucking window unless you got a goddamn something you want to file in a common law court, bitch. You're nobody. Gun control group. No group. You don't have no fucking collectives that take things away from the fucking individuals in this country, bitch. That's why that fucking Bill of Rights was put in fucking place. She's calling. Fuck you. Call this. You suck my dick, you dirty whore. Is calling on major credit card companies to flag guns and ammunition purchases. Giffords posted a tweet Sunday, which said the shooters in at least five mass shootings have stockpiled guns and ammo using credit cards and killed 145 people via Visa, MasterCard, and American Express have the power to flag suspicious purchases and save lives. No, they fucking do not. They have no fucking authority to fuck with the goddamn American National in any way unless they want to come into their, step out of their goddamn position as a goddamn teller, bank teller, and go into their position as a goddamn American National and file an individual fucking filing against an individual. They have no fucking power in this country. The fucking banks are at our goddamn mercy, whether we realize it or not, whether we're smart enough to realize it or not. See, for every one of these non-governmental agencies that they put up, there is an oversight fucking committee. And you fucking write a mandamus to the head of that oversight committee, tell him, you either do it, son of a bitch, you stop the licensing of this goddamn violation of the law, which I have pointed out to you, I've shown you the law, I have fucking shown you the violation to the law, and you are fucking licensing it, you are allowing it to be licensed. That is a fucking goddamn act of treason and sedition. You go any further, you will stop, you will cease, you will desist, you will remove their fucking license, or you will fucking tell me in writing that you will not, and you will sign your name to your death warrant, you fucking treasonous cocksucker. That's what needs to be done about this. But will people fucking do it? Fuck, we'll see. Giffords, okay, we got that. The tweet linked to a campaign by another gun group called Guns Down America, up your ass, fucking cocksuckers. Guns down America, guns down your fucking throat with the bullet fucking going through your goddamn head. You stay the fuck away from us. You leave us the fuck alone. You have no jurisdictional authority over us. None whatsoever. And the goddamn oversight committee overlooking this goddamn non-governmental goddamn private 501c3 fucking group, you better fucking shut them down now. Take their goddamn license now. We'll hit you a fucking mandamus. And you can sign your name to the fucking treason. And then your fucking trial will be about 5 minutes fucking long. All we got to do is show the goddamn fucking document, the mandamus, that you refuse to obey the fucking law. That you licensed fucking violations of the law knowingly. And your ass will be fucking strung up. Where were we here? The Guns Down America campaign says between 2007 and 2020, the killers in at least five major mass shootings used credit cards to finance their deadly rampages. It is fucking irrelevant. Doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with nothing. You cannot fucking tell me how to spend my fucking money, motherfucker, unless you want to take me as an individual into a common law court and get a judgment from a goddamn common law jury with the foreman's signature on it, motherfucker. That's the only way you fucking can force me to do any fucking thing. And you build, you get your little non-governmental agencies, we'll stomp your asses in the fucking ground, motherfuckers. These fuckers, you find out who the suits are, beat the fuck out of them. See them on the fucking street, pound the fuck out of them. They're fucking treasonous dogs. They've declared war on our fucking Bill of Rights. Deadly rampages. These individuals exploited the banking system. No, they used the fucking plastic money, which is all you fucking left them to use. You better get rid of your fucking plastic money because it's a fucking violation of the law, too. And whoever's got the oversight over the goddamn Federal Reserve, your fucking ass is hung. You got to know that. Every one of you that's left a fucking live is fucking hung as soon as those common law courts open up and the trials start. You fucking got no defense, and you know it. These individuals exploit banking system to purchase. I mean, you're exploiting, using your goddamn, that's like exploiting a fucking dollar bill to buy a fucking bottle of fucking pop by paying for it. Fuck off. Fuck off, you fucking money cocksuckers, or we'll fuck you off. Purchase large quantities of firearms and ammunition, and the financial industry has the power to stop them. No, they do not. The financial industry in this country has zero, zero, zero power. Zero fucking goddamn authority. None. They have none. They are under fucking goddamn oversight. To pretend that they have some kind of judicial authority over the fucking people is, fuck you! Come exercise it, you fucker! Come on, bank fucker, come here and tell me I can't spend my money like I want to. I'll blow your fucking head off! You fucking criminal son of a bitch! Even to say that, it gets this motherfucker a rope around their neck. The banking system, these individuals exploit the banking system to purchase large quantities of firearms and ammunition. And the financial industry has the power. No, they fucking do not. You try to exercise a goddamn judicial authority you don't have, that's fucking war, motherfucker. That's when you get the bullets to your fucking head. You do not have no authority. Never have, never will. Fuck your industry, your fucking goddamn, your corporations are going down, sons of bitches. Right along with the fucking monarchies. You're fucking gonna be crushed. You're gonna get the fuck out of our way for once and all, for all. You're gonna leave us the fuck alone and be glad to do it. We let you fucking, the ones that we let you fucking survive. It has the power to stop them. No, they fucking, what punk fucker wrote this, son of a bitch? I'll tell you right to your fucking face, they got no fucking power in this country whatso-fucking-ever, except to be oversighted, because they are a non-governmental fucking agency, and they are not elected by the people, and they have no jurisdictional authority over the people, and the only way they could get some is to file as an individual, and an individual against another individual in a common law court, period! That's the supreme absolute law of this fucking land, unalienable, unchangeable. And we're going to enforce it on you. You don't got no fucking power over me. In some of the examples cited by Guns Down America, another nonprofit motherfuckers that have zero fucking authority in this country over any motherfucking American national. In fact, we have the authority to order those goddamn son of a bitches that allowed this 501c3 to be created that are supposed to be doing oversight on it to enforce the fucking law. Enforce the second article. Stop fucking goddamn allowing them to license goddamn violations of our law, you motherfucker. That's treason. And you will be hung for it. We're down in America. The attackers purchased their guns and ammunition over a 12-month time frame rather than in a matter of weeks or days. What in the fuck do I care? That is not the argument here. See, when they start on guns, they always want to go off into some fucking la-la bullshit fucking... There is no argument, is what the point is. And they know there's no argument, so they go into this bullshit subject matter shit like, you know, one side, well, keep... If it saves one life, you hear this shit. Then you hear the other side, here comes the goddamn Republicans and the NRA and all them smart son of a bitches. Well, go. The criminals don't obey the law anyway, so that's why we shouldn't have it. No, that ain't why we shouldn't have it. We shouldn't have it because we can't have it. It is a violation of the fucking law to have it. And to fucking advocate for fucking having it is advocating the overthrow of that fucking law. And that is sedition and treason. And we'll get a rope put around your fucking commie fucking whore neck. Guns Down America wants major credit card companies to stop categorizing firearms and firearm-related purchases as sporting goods. It's none of your fucking business, you son of a bitches. I'll tell you what. Wants credit card company. If you fucking whoever's, I'll know who's oversight over this. I'll go look up who the oversight committee is. I will write you a fucking man damage, you motherfucker, and you will either fucking, you will stop. You will cease and desist in fucking allowing these goddamn non-governmental agencies to license treason against we the people and our fucking ratified fucking unalienable law of December 1579. Or you will sign your name onto that treason directly. You will sign the no, I'm not going to stop the fucking these son of a bitches from writing licenses to break the law. They can't do it. You do it, you're a fucking traitor. Your fucking ass is gonna swing. I know it's all fucking, it was all talk until you fucking did it too, motherfuckers. But it's fixing to happen. People are so fucking sick of your asses, if you even had a clue, you'd run. You would run hard as you could the other fucking way. Sporting Goods created a new category into which gun and ammo purchases can be scrutinized. You ain't scrutinizing nothing, you motherfuckers. You have no jurisdictional authority in this country. You fucking try fucking with the goddamn American national. You invade or fucking try violating their rights by denying them procedural due process of the fucking law before they're even talked to about one of their goddamn rights. And you better not be in the fiduciary when you're doing it. Then you will fucking hang. You are going to hang. That rope is going to go around your motherfucking neck, and you are going to go down through that goddamn chute. You have committed high treason and sedition against the American people as individual free sovereign nationals and against our written, ratified by we the people through our elected representatives, law of December 15, 1791. You know you've done it. You know you've broken the law. You know you continue to break the law. You think you're going to get away with it. Well, you fucking ain't. We have the right to hang your fucking ass for it. Or to shoot your fucking ass for it. Yet just like we did at fucking Lexington and Concord. Or like our fathers did. At Lexington and Concord. You come to take our shit, motherfucker. You'll get bullets. I don't care what your fucking excuse is. Well, I'm coming to, we set up this for you, a little system, and for the system to work right, we have to have everything in order. That means I have to take your, boom! You're fucking dead. You might get my guns, but I will be dead, and as many of you motherfuckers as I can kill will be dead. Stay the fuck away from me. Leave me the fuck alone. You have no jurisdictional authority over me whatsoever. You are in gross violation of my fucking absolute guaranteed unalienable fucking rights. And I have the right to kill you to keep them. A similar campaign was run by gun controllers. Here we see all these fucking little goddamn non-government agencies. Hey, there's an oversight committee that's supposed to be fucking watching over these motherfuckers that are allowing them. When they do this, they break the law. And when they're allowing them to license violations of the fucking law, whoever's writing those fucking licenses out is licensing violations of the fucking law. That's fucking treason and sedition. And that son, you can hold that son of a bitch. You can order him. No, don't you do it. You obey the law. I'm ordering you to obey the law. And if you're not going to obey the law, I want it in writing and I want your goddamn signature on it, you son of a bitch. And don't just type a name in there. Your fucking signature. Because I'm going to use that document when the common law courts come back into session. I'm going to walk in and I'm going to hang your ass in about 10 fucking minutes, you son of a bitch. You better get these cocksuckers in line. You better get these fucking little punk bitch motherfucking communists in line. Or it's going to be your fucking neck. And you think you can run your fucking neck off to New Zealand or off to fucking Switzerland? We'll send them a fucking goddamn phone call. You deliver this cocksucker up by fucking goddamn tomorrow. We'll feed you a nuclear bomb. Because we're not going to live as your goddamn slaves. Get it through your fucking head. We'll blow this whole fucking planet up before we'll walk upon it as your fucking slaves. You fucking pieces of shit. You are so far beneath us, it would take a pair of binoculars to see you looking down. Controllers in 2018, as they sought to pressure credit card companies into cutting ties with semi-automatic rifle makers. On March 9, 2018, Breitbart News reported that Visa refused to succumb to the pressure. Nothing that it is noting that it is not the credit card company's job to set restrictions. No, it ain't their job. They don't have the fucking authority. They just don't have it. The goddamn, this phony-ass federal corporation has zero motherfucking jurisdictional authority over any fucking free American national. Period. You have none. You've never had any. Your bluffs and your lies are fucking done. Set restrictions on the sale of lawful goods and services. Fuck you. You try to fucking violate our fucking law. We will fucking call you on it, you son of a bitch. You will sign your name to the treason you are committing. And when the courts come into session, you will fucking hang by your fucking neck or be put up against the wall and shot dead. Our fucking law is our fucking law. You will fucking obey it. I don't know how interesting this one is. Ozzy Osbourne says he's leaving the U.S. because of gun violence from CNN. I've seen his two fucking brats out there, fucking the little Jew brat, freaky motherfuckers. Out there talking communism, one world order. Hey, you little curly-haired fucker. You gonna come in? You gonna come and take somebody's gun over here, you little son of a bitch? Hey, you little curly-haired Jew cocksucker. I'm talking to your boy there, Ozzy. So you gonna come do it? You gonna come do it? Anyway, this is from CNN. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Ozzy Osbourne is a Brit by birth. Yeah, so what the fuck are you doing in my country? You fucking limey, get the fuck out. And a Californian by choice. That makes you the sickest son of a bitch in the whole fucking country, doesn't it? But after spending decades in the Golden State, he's ready to leave the U.S. Get the fuck out. Don't let the door hit you in the fucking ass. Get over there and cram your fucking head right up that queen's cunt and stay there until you're dead. Osbourne and his wife Sharon are returning to their Buckinghamshire, you don't suppose they're part of that fucking 1% elite motherfuckers, do you? You don't suppose, do you? Residents, after spending more than 20 years living in Los Angeles, the Black Sabbath singer told The Observer in a wide-ranging interview, Osbourne's family life in California was famously documented on the MTV reality show The Osbournes in the early 20s. I mean, fucking, what? And I checked it out. I had to see what it was about. I want these fucking idiots. I mean, god damn. This is something you want to deter away from your fucking country. That's when I heard that little cunt fucking with her fucking whatever color hair she's going to, maybe it flashes now. And I heard that little fucking curly haired bastard, that little Jew punk bitch motherfucker talking, oh yeah, we're going to have a new world order and you're going to be a new world citizen. Come make me one, you little cocksucker. Come make me one, fucking, you fucking limey piece of shit. Where are we here? Let's see here. Gun violence. Oh, yeah, here we are. Document. Gun violence in the U.S. is part of what convinced him to return to the U.K. full to get the fuck out then, you son of a bitch. Get the fuck gone. I don't want to hear about it. Now, bye! In fact, you'll never hear nothing from it. Just like I've always been that way. You know, like fucking with, God, I can't think of his name, but there's been a few of them. You speak out against guns, you'll never hear nothing of them on this fucking program again. They are dirt beneath our feet. They're shit that needs to be fucking wiped out. Wiped out, not off. The Osbournes in the early 2000s. Gun violence in the U.S. is part of what convinced him to return to the U.K. full-time. He told The Observer, really, I think he's going to get about to get a little fucking gnarly over there. Maybe they'll storm your little castle there, Ozzy, and eat your fucking ass, you son of a bitch. I'm fed up with people getting killed every day. Fuck you. He said in an American gun. Why in the fuck don't you get over there and stop that shit going on in Yemen? Why don't you start? They killed in Syria yesterday. They were fucking bombing fucking a foreign without goddamn a declaration of war. Just imp fucking, mafia empires fucking bombing them because of bombing where they keep their fucking gas, man. Because the people were trying to take their fucking gas, their resource that belongs to him. But it belongs to the Jew, don't it? Belongs to you, don't it, Ozzy? Especially your little curly-haired faggot son. Violence. God knows how many people have been shot in school shootings. And there was the mass shooting in Vegas at the concert. It's fucking crazy. Fuck you. That make you fucking badass, Ozzy. As you'll say fuck, I'll say fuck, oh, fuck, 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 fuck. He also noted that he didn't want to die in the United States. We don't want you to die here. We want you to get the fuck out and go die over there in the Queen's crotch. I'm English. I want to go back. Get the fuck out. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. There have been more than 440 mass shootings in the United States in 2022, according to the Gun Violence Archives, which updated its data on Monday. The mass shootings in Las Vegas, Osborne referred to, occurred in 2017 and killed 58 people, and it remains the deadliest mass shooting. I don't know. They just had a thing about that where they were talking about all those goddamn Mossad fucking goddamn, fire teams out on the streets at all over fucking Vegas killing fucking people. When you lied and said it was one person so you could go after the bump stocks, you fucking phony son of a bitches. I mean, this has come out, people. And they did it. I mean, they fucking did finish their investigation. They came out. They were all over the streets and shit. This was a fucking attack by the fucking Mossad coming after your guns. If they could just disarm you, then fucking Jews would get tough. Their fucking noses would harden up and they would get fucking tough. Boy, they would teach you fucking Goyman lesson. But you're the fucker's going to get taught the lesson. When that fucking atomic fucking bomb goes off over your fucking, over goddamn, I apologize to the Palestinian people, but this fucking vermin has to go. It fucking has polluted this earth. It has fucking caused more misery than any plague, any other fucking anything else. In the goddamn natural world, these motherfuckers have caused more fucking damage. They have hurt more people. They've killed more people. They've caused more trouble, just stirring shit. They're fucking Khazarian pieces of dog shit. And you're Ukraine. You're not exempt. You can sit over there and say, "Oh, Joe Biden's our fucking criminal fucking don over here." Where you get? We'll take them fucking nukes to your ass. That's what we'll do. We didn't pay $5.5 trillion for a bluff. And we weren't told it was no bluff. You fucking think you're going to take us over, we'll blow your fucking ass up. Sharon Osborne said America has changed so drastically and said there's nothing united about it. She waded into the divisive debate last year when she defended her friend Pierce Morgan. That piece of limey shit. I wouldn't wipe my fucking ass on his face. Pierce Morgan is in an argument with Sherry Underwood on an episode of their daytime series, The Talk. Oh, anybody who wants that is brain dead. And she later left the show after former colleagues accused her of using racist, homophobic language. Ozzy Osbourne gave a different reason for wanting to leave to the Mirror earlier this year. In March, the UK tabloid reported that Osbourne said the tax is getting too much. And that while he'd miss Los Angeles, he didn't want to continue paying current taxes to stay in the United States. Well, I guess that's that's one way to try to divert the attention away from your fucking communist family, Oz. The Osbournes will return to the UK in February, the Observer reported, where Osbourne said he will continue to make music. His new solo album, which he recorded while experiencing severe chronic health issues, including Parkinson's disease, will be released next month. And hey, man, the United States made that motherfucker a zillionaire. He's one of the 1%. He's one of the fucking chosen already. You can bet on it. And when he does die, he'll probably plant him right next to Aleister Crowley, his goddamn mentor. Anyway, enough of that shit. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
with a polished shield. Fight those bastards to the hill. Midnight Man, blood red throne. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Follow orders as you're told. Make their yellow blood run cold. Fight until you die or drop. A force like ours is hard to stop. Close your mind to stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn curve pass by. How many of them can we make die? Guard your women and children well. Send these bastards back to hell. We'll teach them the ways of a war. And they won't come here anymore. Use your shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die? A marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight Man and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, rocks will swing. Shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards to the hill.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, as well. Heather Alexander with March of Cambrus. And that's where we're at. We're at fucking war already. Anybody, you want to cop to it or not, you want to fucking keep talking and playing these fucking games, go ahead, but you're at fucking war. And you're getting fucking slapped around. And you're not doing a goddamn thing about it, but sit there and polish your fucking gun. U.S. hints to Israel, Gantz is preparing military operation against Iran from anti-war, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And here, we got the Israelis are fucking planning some fucking death for you. Hey, you soldiers out there with no arms, no legs. You ready to lose some more? Ready to go lose some more for your goddamn fucking masters, for your Zion masters? It should be your goddamn pleasure. An Israeli official said that the United States hinted it was preparing a military option against Iran during a meeting between Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz and the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Friday, the Times of Israel reported. The Israeli official said that Gantz told Sullivan that Israel, quote, needs the U.S. to have a credible military option. Just what the fucking, fuck you! We're not Israel. Get your goddamn people the fuck out of here. Get them the fuck out of our government. Get them the fuck out of this country, because there is no government. You take them in that goddamn phony ass fucking corporation of yours and get the fuck out. We don't want you here. We're to the point of fucking exterminating you to get rid of your ass. We will enforce that fucking law. Was preparing a military option against Iran during a meeting between Israeli Defense Minister and Gantz, U.S. National Security Jake Sullivan on Friday. The Times of Israel reported the Israeli official said that Gantz told Sullivan. Now this is some motherfucker. This is the foreign prince telling our what is supposed to be our representative, our fucking guy that fucking does shit for us against anybody that fucking threatens us, told Sullivan that Israel, quote, needs the U.S. to have a credible military option against Iran. The meeting came as Washington and Tehran are engaged in negotiations to revive the nuclear deal. Mind your own fuck. This is what's going to be. I'm fucking into the world. That's how they'll sign it off. They just couldn't mind their own fucking business. And they were fucking thieves and fucking money worshippers beyond fucking belief. The official said that Gantz received, quote, good hints. Good hints. Better do it, oi, 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 oi. That the U.S. was preparing a military option. Oi, 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 oi. The official didn't offer details, but said that the idea of the military option that Israel wants would be to get Iran to make more concessions in negotiations. If not, the U.S. could potentially take military action against the Islamic Republic alongside Israel. And the fucking goddamn Iran is not in violation of any international law. In fact, they're signed on to the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty, which Israel was not when they built their unlawful, illegal fucking nuclear arsenal. But that's okay because they're fucking goddamn Jews, don't you know? They're the chosen motherfuckers. They don't have to obey laws and shit like us. Hell, they can fuck a little one-year-old if they want, or a baby right in their fucking arms, and nasty bastards. Gantz expressed his opposition to the nuclear deal in the meeting with Sullivan. I don't give a fuck what Israel wants. I do not give a fuck. I'm the fucking sovereign of this goddamn country, you motherfuckers. You're going to realize it when it's too fucking late, when the fucking sovereigns rise up and we exercise our goddamn authority and we wipe your fucking ass out. But you are no authority in this goddamn country. You don't have the right to fucking pledge our lives to your fucking goddamn kike buddies. You got it? Why isn't this fucker been arrested for doing that? No authority. We're in a meeting with Sullivan, and the Israelis are stepping up pressure on the Biden administration to abandon the talks. As part of the pressure campaign, the head of Israel's Mossad spy agency, David Barnea, is heading to Washington next week. So the fucking, maybe we'll have another 9/11, guys. The Mossad's coming to town. Since when do these son of a bitches, they're fucking acting like that we're their goddamn colony and we gotta straighten this shit out, people. We don't die for you, Jew boy. You fucking get the fuck out. Like 190 countries around the world. So get the fuck out. Wonder why they hated your fucking asses and threw you out. You warmongering, fucking thieving, pedophilic, sick son of a bitches. Barnea is expected to brief members of the House. You're gonna come brief members? I couldn't get, if I went up to goddamn Salem right now, I guarantee you I couldn't get into a goddamn representative's office. I guarantee fucking to you. I couldn't get a phone call through to what's supposed to be my fucking representatives, which is a lie anyway, because we're talking corporation here. But this fucking cocksucker from another country can fucking just, he's gonna brief us some committees that are supposed to be my representatives that are not. This is corporate fucking horse shit, and we're standing for it, we're allowing it, and it's gotta fucking stop. Bernie is expected to brief members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee on Israel's opposition to reviving the nuclear deal. Well, if Israel don't want it, then fuck it. Hey, we're America. We got to do what Israel says, right? Fuck Israel. Tell me why not fuck Israel. Nuclear deal known as the JCPOA. He will also meet with CIA Director William Burns and other Biden admins. Yeah, they might have a false flag coming here. Here's the CIA and the goddamn Mossad getting together. Uh-oh. Wonder what these fuckers are really up to. On Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid slammed the EU's recent proposal to revive the JCPOA, calling it a bad deal. No, you don't want no fucking goddamn. You want Iran. You want the goddamn old Ottoman Empire, you fuckers. You've made your intent fucking clear. We as Americans, we got a choice. We can, these son of a bitches say, you got to go over there and get that goddamn, take Iran, take Jordan, take fucking, Syria and fucking Lebanon. You got to go over there and give your lives. Send your sons over there to the meat grinder. Because Israel has to have those. We want those, Israel to have those. We want, go fuck yourself. We turn on you. We take every fucking one that they try to send against a fucking, for them goddamn kikes, and we send them to fucking go out, come after you. You're the criminal in this goddamn country. We have fucking blatant, out of control crime in this goddamn country. And they're talking about sending our goddamn young people over to goddamn, to fight the Iranians? For the Jews? Wonder who runs this goddamn world. Oh, let me see what else we got going here. Oh, let's see here. On Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid slammed the EU's recent proposal to revive JCPOA, calling it a bad deal. It's none of your fucking business, kite. Get the fuck out. You get out of our, what are you doing in a room where we're talking our business, you son of a bitch? Isn't that spying people? Iran is currently reviewing the U.S. response to the EU proposal, which came after Tehran gave a response of its own. Lapid said that the EU proposal is not something President Biden said he would pursue during his trip to Israel in July. We told the Americans, now this is by God what are the masters over there telling us. We told the Americans this is not what President Biden wanted. This is not what he talked about during his visit to our country. See, we have a country. You don't. Your country's our country. You do what we tell you. Lap dog. Attack dog. Go to hell, Israel. New law punishes doctors who challenge the established narrative of COVID-19 from the Free Thought Project, presented by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Senator Richard D. Senator Richard Pan, Democrat, Sacramento, who has sponsored a slew of mandatory vaccine laws throughout his career, came out in 2019 to threaten the speech of those who question forced vaccination throughout the pandemic. Pan, I think that's like a name of an evil fucking something in the occult too. Pan has been staunchly opposed to free speech and advocated for silencing anyone or everyone who doesn't worship at the altar of the big pharma and science And the science is, you're all fucking liars. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. There is no vaccine. There is a kill shot. You created a fucking goddamn biological kill agent that you're killing people across the fucking planet with. The 6,000 you say that COVID killed, you killed. You killed, you murdered him, you motherfuckers, and everybody fucking knows it. You're starting to fucking, the rats are starting to desert the ship, and we're watching. Now with the passage of Assembly Bill 2098, this tyrannical state senator has finally gotten his way. And even doctors who question the safety of a product from a company which is with a known history of criminal behavior will be punished by the state or for doing so. So we're talking pure fascism here now, huh? So the goddamn corporations running the goddamn government? Or are we talking, see, there's no difference between the goddamn communists and the goddamn fascists. Not a, no iota's worth of difference. They're both capitalists. They're here to fucking take everything you fucking got. If you starve to death right in front of them, they'll fucking ignore you or laugh and walk away. While they go and walk and get up on top of their big mountain of fucking gold and sit there and wallow and swim in it like fucking, Scrooge McDuck. Fucking the gall of these son of a bitches. You ain't gonna talk. We're gonna talk about it all we fucking want. Your COVID-19 is a fucking lie. It was a goddamn operation. Everybody fucking knows it. Everybody knows how many people you've killed. See these fuckers, even by, I mean, you're talking about thousands of people who got, should be, have a death warrant right now. Because they've knowingly participated in this fucking genocide, a world genocide, people. And we're sitting, and people are sitting here just letting this fucking go. Let's do it another day. Let's see how many die today. Now, okay, Assembly Bill 2098. This tyrannical state senator has finally gotten his way. And even doctors who question the safety of a product from a company with a known history of criminal behavior, that means they've already done it, they've committed crimes, will be punished. You don't say nothing against the goddamn corporation. Do you understand? You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, corporation. Fuck you. I'll say something against you. You're a bunch of lying, thieving, murdering, pedophilic pieces of fucking dog shit. That's what you are. And COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 never existed. Was never fucking isolated. Was never a fucking goddamn, never a virus. And your vaccine is not a vaccine. It is a biological kill agent that you've used across the world to kill fucking people of all fucking goddamn nationalities and races. Plain and simple. And we all know it. You just keep fucking playing the game. I guess you think you're going to get as many as you can before the fucking goddamn jungle explodes, but go ahead. When it does explode, there will be fucking vengeance. Like you've never fucking seen on this earth before. He literally advocated for people to be jailed for questioning vaccines, and now he's gone even further. This campaign to deny potentially life-saving vaccines to those, so it's not, first place, it's not a vaccine. Go to the CDC site and look where it tells you it's not a fucking vaccine. So what the fuck are you even, why you keep calling it a vaccine, you son of a bitch? Huh? Is that like poison bubble gum? You keep telling the kids, oh, it's just bubble gum. It won't hurt you. You sick son of a bitches. Life-saving vaccines to those seeking them. And to poison public opinion against vaccinations could result in countless American deaths. Shit. What's resulted in American deaths is people like Cuomo. You've done something about that murdering son of a bitch, right? Andrew Cuomo. You know the 4,000 people he fucking murdered and that they admitted that they had credible fucking evidence to get a conviction on him? And now he's got his war chest out. He'll be going to be governor again. He's going to keep running. He's going to run for councilman and governor again. What about that motherfucker? Has he gone to jail yet? How about you people who lost fucking relatives to that son of a bitch? Have you done anything about it yet? Because this is why it continues. This is exactly why it fucking continues, people. The Okay. Pan has also criticized Facebook and other social media groups for allowing vaccine skeptics to post their views when he was given a platform in the New York Times. And again, fuck you. I mean, I could say it a thousand times. This movement not only puts out of mis or disinformation about vaccine or lies about vaccine, which in itself can be harmful, but they are also aggressively bullying, threatening, and intimidating people who are trying to share accurate information. You're laughed at. You're being laughed at. You be that one fucking fool and 50 people in a fucking store that's got the mask on. You're being laughed at. You be any son of a bitch that advocates for this COVID-19 that never existed in the vaccine that's a kill shot. You're being laughed at. We are laughing at your dumb asses. Take the shot. Please take the shot. We don't want to stop you. See what else we got here. But it is questioning the safety of COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, jabbed. I like it when they call it the jab because they're not calling it a vaccine, but they're not calling it what it is either. No, the fucking kill agent. Misinformation according to the bill's text. The people of the state of California do enact as follows. Section 1, the legislature finds and declares all the following. A, the global spread of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus, COVID-19 doesn't exist, or COVID-19, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, has claimed the lives of over 6,000 people worldwide, including nearly 90,000 California, or 6 million people worldwide. So they've killed 6 million with their death fucking shot. You know, COVID-19 has a fucking, what was it, a 0.6 fucking kill rate? It couldn't have killed all them people. You killed them, you fucking monsters. And 90,000 Californians. I mean, that's no fucking loss. Data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, shows that unvaccinated individuals are at risk of dying from COVID-19. That is 11 times greater than those who are fully vaccinated. That is a fucking lie. It's a pure fucking lie. It was at 0.06. It wasn't even worth it. It was cold season. There might be, everybody's going to have sniffles. Well, yeah, we do every fucking year. When the goddamn winter comes around, people get colds. The safety and effectiveness of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccines, it's not a fucking vaccine. It's a biological kill agent. Have confirmed through evaluation by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the kill agents continue to undergo intensive safety monitoring, effectiveness monitoring by the CDC. Aaron Cariotti, a licensed medical doctor in the state of California, points out all three of these statements are demonstrably false. The death count figures cited are grossly overestimated by hospitals failing to distinguish dying from COVID versus dying with COVID, and the financial incentives from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid services to overestimate the COVID deaths. So, you know, you died of a fucking heart attack, you died of fucking goddamn cancer, what might have you. But, hey, we can throw that COVID. If you say COVID, you get $30,000, whatever the fucking payment is. This is an operation. A paid-for fucking operation. What was the intent? To bring this fucking goddamn hell we're living under. I'm 3 fucking years of this shit. I'm done with it, people. I don't want it anymore. We have to destroy these motherfuckers. They're not just, it's like the goddamn thing over there when they attacked Iraq when they didn't have nothing to do. I mean, we know who did 9-1-1, the fucking Mossad and the CIA. But, I mean, if you listen to even the official narrative, it was 15 Saudi Arabians and 3 Jordanians, and we attacked Iraq. Does that make sense to you? Well, it's not. They got to the point that they want you to fucking accept shit without it making sense to you. Well, I guess that's just the way it is. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there's plenty you can do about it. You got to nut up, and you got to learn who you are and what your fucking authorities are and enforce those, your goddamn rights. Enforce the law. because it is written, ratified. It is the highest law in this fucking land. There is no higher. There's no law that can trump. There's no local ordinance that can trump the fucking second article, okay? No matter what they try to tell you, it is your fucking duty to fucking fight. It is your duty to fight them on every fucking time you run into them. They try to violate your right, fight them to the fucking death. That's all you can fucking do at this point in the ball game until everybody fucking figures this shit out. Anyway, I've had enough of this. I'm sure you have. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, I mean, just look at the whole fucking mess. It's not changing, people. And it's not going to change until you change it. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
I'm going to keep on policy.
Yes, sir.